We have with us here this evening Robert Handel, and he is a member of the family who run the Blackthorn. And Robert, thank you for setting this up for us.
Thank you, Tony.
Robert, we've been in touch with him for the last week or so, and he has set us up, and we're at least some of the time we're broadcasting, right, Tom? Robert, we were talking before about how we wanted people to tell us how they spent Christmas growing up. Can you tell us in your house how Christmas was celebrated? Or I know you're not from County Roscommon or any place like that.
No, I'm not from County Roscommon. My family actually has German roots.
Right.
So we celebrate the main day of Christmas on Christmas Eve. And the evening of Christmas Eve is really our big day of celebration. We have a dinner, and we all open up presents that evening. So it's a little bit different than the traditional Christmas experience.
Yeah, well, as I said, every family has some little thing that they do that somebody else doesn't do or whatever. So how did you spend Christmas Day then?
Christmas Day is a little bit more laid back. I spend most of Christmas Day with my immediate family. Christmas Eve is a time that we spend with our extended family. But I spent most of Christmas Day with my immediate family. I cooked a lunch, and we had a little lunch, and it was a nice day, though.
That was this Christmas, but when you were 5 or 6 years old, was it the same?
Yeah, it's been the same.
But you weren't doing the cooking.
I wasn't doing the cooking, no. But otherwise, it's been the same. So.
Yeah. So the gifts were open the day before Christmas?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Yep, that's the German tradition.
Okay, and then the day after Christmas is just another day.
Yes, yeah. Back to work.
As it is to this day here. Of course, this year was different because Christmas was on Sunday and Monday was considered a bit of a holiday, at least for some people.
Yeah. Well, we didn't take holiday on Monday. We worked right through Monday, but yeah. I know a lot of people had off that day.
Right. So. Okay, now, we found out last year that you played the tin whistle, and we saw you going at the accordion over there. Gene Quinn is here with his accordion, and I saw you playing some tunes on that as well. Is that going to be something new that you're going to be playing the accordion for us?
Yeah, I dabble on several instruments. I mostly play the whistle, but I've also kind of dabbled with the accordion and the mandolin. So I'm still working at the accordion. I don't really have that at a level where I'd want to play it, but it's something that I'm playing around with.
Well, I could at least recognize what you were playing.
Oh, well, that's a plus, I suppose.
Yes. So how about the mandolin then?
The mandolin, I play that more frequently than I play the accordion, but these days I'm awfully busy, so I seem to play just the whistle.
So can we hope someday to have you coming in playing the mandolin?
Perhaps, yeah. Maybe one day.
Okay, that'll be good. What have you decided you're going to play for us tonight?
Well, I'm going to play three different tunes. The first is a slow air called The Coolin. It's a pretty well-known slow air. When I was first learning the whistle, I went to a man named Mike McHale, who lives in Jefferson Heights, just outside of Catskill. And I learned The Coolin from his playing. And then I'm going to follow it with a tune called A Reel, called Lord McGregor's, which I also learned from Mike McHale. And then finish up with a reel called The Bucks of Oran Mohr, which is a very well-known
Very well-known, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Off you go.
Thank you.
There you had Robert Handel. Robert, that was very nice for a young German.
Well, thank you very much.
A German American. Yeah. A few questions I have to still ask you is, I just thought about it while you were playing. When on Christmas Eve do the festivities begin in your household?
Generally that evening.
So it's evening.
Yeah. I spend most of the day cooking, and then around 4:30, 5 o'clock, everybody comes over, and that's when everything starts to begin.
Yeah, I was just curious if it was a whole day or it's just an evening.
Yeah, no, it's mostly just the evening. I wouldn't have much time to cook if it was all day.
Right. Uh-huh. The next question I wanted to ask you is, this weekend coming up, of course, is going to be huge here, is it?
Yeah, we have a big event going on for New Year's Eve. Saturday evening, we have a 5-course dinner that I'll be cooking upstairs. We run the dinner from 7:30 to 9:30, and then down in the bar here, there'll be entertainment during the dinner, and then down in the bar, there'll be entertainment right up and through 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
So it should be a good time.
I understand Kitty Kelly is going to be here.
Yeah, it'll be Kitty Kelly. Peter McKiernan will be playing upstairs for the dinner, and then Peter will be playing with Kitty Kelly, and I believe she has a 5-piece band coming for that evening, and then Peter will be playing after Kitty also.
I see, okay. So
it'll be wall-to-wall music.
Yeah, I can imagine. I see it advertised and flyers, et cetera, et cetera. And it seems to be the main event in the Irish community is here, right, is it?
Well, we hope that it's
in the
Irish community.
Yeah, you hope it is.
Yeah.
And one more question before, unless, of course, you want to play. Do you have another tune you want to have?
Oh, it's up to you.
No, it's up to you.
We're
guests here. You're the boss.
No, not at all. If you wanted me to play another tune, I would.
Yes, I'd love to. But before I go to that, I have one more question for you. Is how does Grandpa feel about you playing Irish music instead of German music?
No, the family's been very supportive of me playing Irish music.
Okay.
Growing up in a town like East Durham, I've been surrounded by Irish music.
You've been listening to it all your life, right?
Exactly. So it was kind of a natural progression.
Right.
I've heard relatively little German music, actually, compared to the amount of Irish music.
Right, <so. laughs> okay. I don't think he minds. He gets along well with the Irish
exactly,
people.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes. And your dad is which of the two brothers?
My father's Roy.
Roy, okay.
Roy, yeah.
Okay, so.
Yep. All right.
So what do you want to play for us now?
I'll play a jig then called The Lilting Fisherman, which is another tune that I learned from Mike McHale.
Okay.
It's
he seems to have had a huge influence on you, right?
He does, yeah. Well, I'd gone to him for lessons for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
So he's really big, one of my big influences
right.
Playing the whistle.
Okay.
So.